Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, 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 and welcome to Infinite Vibrations. I am your host, Tashi Katie Cooper. Before I get started with our topic today, I'd like to thank those of you who take the time to listen to my blogs. My goal is to be more consistent, providing them every other week. And I do apologize if you have been waiting for me to continue with the subtle energy, a continuation from the last show. Things have settled down a bit, so I feel like I am able to resume to blogging every other week. So I do appreciate your patience. For those of you interested in making comments during my blogs or even participating as a guest, I invite you to both follow me at www.blogtalkradio.com/infinitevibrations and give me a call or shoot me an email from my website. I always provide my contact information at the end of the shows. So please note that as of now, I treat Infinite Vibrations as a verbal blog, not really as an online radio show. So although it may grow into that in the future, I'm not there now. I've learned to pace myself in regards to my creative and healing energy so that I do not burn myself out and stop doing and producing everything altogether. Okay? So with that being said, let me get into the topic at hand, which we will continue from our last show. As we were talking about subtle energy. So this show is a continuation of auras, chakras, meridians. Oh my. As a brief recap, there is this subtle energy surrounding us, flowing through us, and emanating from us. We refer to it as being subtle because it lacks mass. And typically, it doesn't register on devices that measure electromagnetic fields. So in the last show, we talked about auras, which are electromagnetic fields of 7 layers that surround the human physical body and other bodies of nature. Okay? In regards to human beings, the aura, it is a transmitter of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energies within ourselves, to our immediate and intermediate surroundings, as well as the universe as a whole. Okay, so we ended the last show with the concept that chakras generate our auras. Okay, chakras are to auras as our body's organs, you know, our organs like the heart, lungs, things of that sort. So chakras are to auras as our body's organs are to our body. So when one of our organs is out of balance due to a pathology or illness, our physical body feels out of sorts and we are probably saying man down or woman down. You know, we need to get healed, right? The same is true about our chakras. If one of our chakras is closed or out of sync, then our aura is distorted. Okay? Well, what if I took it a little further and told you that the reason why that aforementioned organ is out of balance may be due to the chakra not functioning at its total capacity? All of this is connected, people. All of this is connected. So let's go ahead and start talking about chakra. Are they anyway? Chakra is a Sanskrit word meaning wheels of light. Wheels of light. They are vortices and are nodes. Nodes being a point at which lines or pathways intersect. Okay? So they are vortices, or you can refer to them as a node, of energy that are located throughout and outside of the body. Now, depending upon the culture you live in, will determine the actual number of major chakras that you acknowledge. Growing up in the States, I'm accustomed to the concept that there are 7 major chakras which are located along the spine. Okay? The first being at the base of the spine, near the tailbone, and the 7th being at the crown of our head. So, yes, we have 7 major chakras, many minor chakras, and several minuscule ones. And we'll get into that whole minuscule ones maybe in the next show or thereafter when we get in, when we start talking about meridians, okay? But yeah, so we have those 7 major ones and those minor, many minor, and several minuscule, okay? And to give you an example of like a minor one, for instance, some of you might feel different sensations in your body. You're like, what is that? It feels like a pulse, if you will, like. Even before I became a massage therapist, even as a child, sometimes I would feel this surge of energy in the center of my palm, and that's just, it's a minor chakra. So we have a lot of chakras all over our bodies, or all over our beings, I should say. And like I said, they are vortices or wheels, if you will. Okay, so if you could imagine, we are composed of a bunch of wheels of light spinning, or not, if we're not healthy. Like if we're not in a healthy state, the wheels of light or these vortices, aka chakras, they wouldn't be spinning. But I'm not sure what we must look like to those who can see subtle energy. I'm sure we must look like an interesting sight in regards to just all this energy just spinning around us, right? So, yes, chakras are very fascinating to me. They are powerhouses that can transform energies in the, like our mental energy, emotional, physical, not just physical from the physical body, but also physical from a financial point of view, and spiritual energy. So chakras are these powerhouses that can transform these energies, form them, okay? Chakras, so these spinning wheels, distribute. They help to distribute. Remember in the last show we talked about that life force energy, that chi, aka argon, universal energy. So these chakras, these nodes or wheels of light, distribute this chi, this universal energy, via channels or energetic highways that are in our body. Okay, and that's when we get into the whole meridians that I'm going to talk about in another show. But from a yogic or via the yogic system, these channels are called nadis. And nadis is spelled N like Nancy, A, D like David, I, S like Sam, nadis. So these channels of energy or these highways of energy throughout our body, the yogis refer to them as nadis. But in traditional Chinese medicine, they are referred to as meridians. Okay? So the spinning wheels of light, the chakras, distribute that universal energy throughout our body via the nadis or meridians, channels or highways of energy, if you will. Okay? So let's talk about the spinning concept, right? Because I said they're spinning. One clue that a chakra is healthy is that it's spinning in a clockwise direction. Okay? Speed is another clue. The faster the spin, the healthier the chakra. And another show will help you determine, like, okay, well, if I can't see it or if I can't feel it, how do I know which way it's spinning? Well, we'll get into that in another show. But I just want to just give this just some general information about chakras, okay? So it's spinning. A healthy one is spinning in a clockwise direction, and a healthy chakra is spinning at a fast speed, okay? Now, please note that should you live below the equator, the normal spin will be counterclockwise, okay? So if you, I don't know, are visiting a country below the equator and you went to get your chakras balanced and they kept referencing them being spinning in a counterclockwise direction, things are good. That's a good thing, okay? Also, women experiencing their cycles. If a woman is on her menstrual cycle or anyone doing a cleanse of some sort may experience counterclockwise chakras as well, okay? So when a woman is on her cycle, she is purging. When we are doing a liver cleanse or a colon cleanse or a kidney cleanse, we are purging, right? And so the chakra will spin in a counterclockwise position, and that's fine. And usually, if a person is on their cycle or if they are in the midst of a cleanse and they're looking to get their chakras balanced, I always say, why don't you wait until after the cycle or after the cleanse, and then we'll go ahead and do some work because we don't want to reverse anything, okay? So now, with that, I'd like to talk about just give some general information about each of the major chakras, like their location, color associated with them, each one, body parts that they govern, and qualities and functions to be aware of. Okay? So if you're really interested, go ahead and grab a pad and paper and take some notes if you want to. Okay, so we're going to start with the very first chakra, which is called the root chakra. Okay, the root chakra is located at the base of the spine, okay, at the perineum. At the perineum. The perineum is the space between the anus and the genitals. Okay, the color is red. Associated with the root chakra would be your feet, legs, bones, rectum, large intestine, bladder, vagina, penis, and believe it or not, nose. And I'll explain why the nose, because, yeah, that's odd. I know. Okay. Now, the quality and or function associated with the root chakra, being grounded. Survival, stability, security, money, career and or work, your appearance, sex, and courage. The root chakra is the one that's closely related to the, okay, your ability to be grounded. What does that mean? Sometimes, you know, we can be in our head. We have a lot of ideas. We're everywhere. But it's hard for us to implement the ideas because we're not grounded into them. We're not connected to the earth, in a sense. And we have all these ideas, but nothing kind of pans out, right? And our survival, we're not thriving. And some of us are barely surviving, right? And we want to get to the point where we are thriving, where money isn't an issue. Finances, that's nothing. Shelter, that's nothing. We have a place to stay. We're not staying with friends or cousins or family members, or we're not homeless, because we're connected, we're grounded to the earth, right? We, to a certain degree, are stable in who we are. We're happy in our career and our work, okay? So it's one to have a career and or work where you're generating a lot of money. Then there's another concept of being happy in it, okay? Are you really doing what you want to do? And do you believe that what you truly want to do can generate the amount of money you need in order to thrive on this plane of existence? Okay? And that's where courage comes in. I had mentioned courage, right? So do you have the courage to do what you need to do? Okay? Or do not do what you need to do, but do what you like doing to generate the income that you choose to. Or are you dependent upon others? If you're someone that's living with friends or family or staying in a hostel or even homeless, like, are you dependent upon someone else's grounded root chakra for your survival? Or do you have the courage to hone in on your own? Okay. The root chakra is very physical. Your appearance, do you take care in your appearance or do you not care about your appearance? Sex, it's very physical. It's not too much emotion or surround in it, very physical. And physical could be good. That's not a bad thing. Physical can be, is definitely good, and it can definitely be enjoyable. And as we talk about the other chakras, we just sometimes, if we're very rooted in our root chakra and not the next one, which is the sacral chakra, the sex is just physical. There's no emotion tied to it. And so you just want to make sure that you're grounded and that that groundedness is, there's balance within it. Okay? Now, I mentioned nose. So in survival, you know, our nose helps us to survive, right? Because we can be walking and all of a sudden we sense something with our nose, something doesn't smell right, and we probably need to go the other way, right? And so that's how the nose is connected with the root chakra. Okay, now next, the second chakra, we refer to it as the sacral chakra. Okay, the color is orange. And this particular chakra is located approximately 2 inches below the navel. The body parts governed are your ovaries, uterus, kidneys, urinary tract. The quality and or function associated with the sacral chakra are our emotions, our feelings, sexuality, pleasure, creativity, development and growth, boundaries, passion, intimacy, fertility, and courage is here as well. again, okay? So the first chakra was very physical and dealing with our sense of survival or thriving. I like using the word thriving. I don't like to survive. I choose and am thriving. How about that? Okay. But this one is more emotional, and it's dealing with your creativity. Now, from a male perspective, that's where you have the courage to procreate. And with a woman, too. But because it stated the ovaries and uterus, I don't want you guys to feel left out. The sacral chakra is still in that area, but you have, it's dealing more from the, for men, the courage to procreate, okay, to create. Let's talk about that. So in the sacral chakra, it's not dealing with just procreate and create from a fertility perspective, although it does help enhance the health of our those particular organs, but just the desire and courage to procreate and create an idea. How about create an idea and develop it, help it grow by nurturing it and constantly working on it and developing it and giving birth to it, okay? In terms of our sexuality, the root chakra was very physical, but here in the sacral chakra, you deal a lot more with the feeling aspect of it. Where are your feelings? Are they balanced? Or are you one to cross boundaries too quickly in regards to that? Or do you find yourself being jealous, you know? So we talk about boundaries, jealousy, because the whole emotional aspect then comes into play when we look at sexuality from the sacral center perspective, okay? Now, I also mentioned passion and intimacy. Now, passion can definitely be associated with the sexuality aspect, but it's also your passion for life, your passion for your ideas that you're giving, that you're creating, developing, and giving birth to. Are you passionate about anything? Like sometimes I talk to people and they say they don't know what they want to do, or they don't know what their passions are. And maybe if you sat and meditated on this particular chakra, a spark of a thought might come to you, like, maybe I should try this, okay? Just a thought. And then intimacy. Intimacy is your ability to show people who you are, not just from a, again, not from solely from a sexual perspective, but sharing your feelings with people and not without crossing boundaries, obviously, but sharing, being able to open yourself up and allowing someone to get to know you. Sometimes it's easy for us to put up walls around us and we only allow people to maybe peek around the wall for a second or two. So the sacral chakra helps us to be balanced in the way where we can have healthy, intimate relationships with people. Remember, we have to be mindful of that whole boundary thing, okay? Okay, so we did the root chakra, red, sacral chakra, orange. Now let's take a look at our solar plexus chakra. And given the time, I know I'm not going to get through all seven in this particular episode, but don't worry, fret not. We'll definitely continue in the next. But with the solar plexus chakra, the color is yellow. And its location is the midpoint between your sternum and your navel. Okay, so I would go maybe above the navel, maybe 3 finger widths above the navel, and that would be your solar plexus chakra. Now, the body parts that are associated with this chakra are your spleen, your stomach, liver, gallbladder, small intestine. Pretty much our digestive system, right? The quality and/or function associated with the solar plexus, we're dealing with will, empowerment, self-confidence, leadership, discernment, digestion, self-control, clear thinking, flexibility, and calm. Interesting, right? I call the solar plexus chakra the I am chakra. How do you define yourself when you say I am? What comes after I am? Okay? And that's your empowerment. That's your self-confidence. You know? Discernment. You know, it's related to the digestive system, right? How do you digest life? Is it easy? Do we digest life easily and effortlessly? Do we practice discernment when we're making decisions? How easy is it for us to make decisions, right? Clear thinking, our ability to be flexible. A leader is not doing everything. A leader is delegating, right? And in delegation, there's flexibility because that means you're open to other people's ideas and ways of doing things. And your confidence is pretty good as well. And there's a sense of calm. When we are not calm, when we're angry, when it's hard for us to make decisions, when change comes upon us, and it's easy, and not easy, it's not easy for us to digest. Take a look at your physical self, and you'll find that when it's difficult for us to digest life changes, sometimes it becomes difficult for us to digest our food and the drink that we consume as well. Okay? So I'm noticing that I have about 2 more minutes, so I'm going to leave the last 4 for the next episode. And as always, I always like to leave you with information about my business, Infinite Healing. It is a holistic mobile spa located in the Atlanta, Georgia area. We bring the experience to you, to the home, to the office. If you're visiting from out of town, you even come to a hotel room. I will say this, if you are at a hotel, I recommend that you, if you're going to order like a couples massage or something, that you're in a suite so that we can set up in the living room area of the suite, because sometimes the hotel rooms do not provide enough room for our tables, especially if it's more than one person receiving the massage. So we treat individuals, couples, and we do spa parties, girls' night in, birthday parties, any type of celebration, baby showers, bridal showers, just because you want to give to you type of situation. We also provide Reiki, which is a type of energy work to help balance. Hey, how about that? Balance your chakras and subtle energy. Feel free to visit our website at www.infinitehealingllc.com. Again, that's infinitehealingllc.com, or call us at 404-425-4840. Pleasure. And I wish you all a wonderful weekend. Thank you.